From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Israel says two of its soldiers were killed today by an anti-tank missile fired from Hezbollah positions at the border with Lebanon. Seven Israeli troops were wounded. Israel says it has responded with aerial and ground strikes. The U.S. is increasing financial support for Ukraine, battling Russian-backed rebels in its eastern provinces. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the U.S. and the European Union are also threatening Russia with more sanctions.
Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is in Kyiv, where he signed an agreement to provide Ukraine with $2 billion in loan guarantees. The Ukrainian government is in a financial crisis, and that money would help it meet some immediate needs for social spending, such as paying pensions. Lew also said that the United States is ready to increase penalties on Russia for supporting the militias that are fighting the government. Russia denies that it's involved in the fighting, although NATO says that Russian troops and weapons are clearly fighting alongside the separatists. Meanwhile, Ukraine announced that several more of its soldiers have been killed and dozens wounded in the past 24 hours. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Donetsk.
The blizzard that pelted the Northeast has moved up to Canada and out to the Atlantic Ocean. It's left behind a lot of snow and power outages in several northeastern states. Sean Corcoran of member station WCAI says Cape Cod, Massachusetts was buried.
After more than 36 hours straight of snow and powerful winds, Cape Codders are emerging from their homes to begin cleaning up. It's quite a cleanup. What's being called the blizzard of 2015 around here dumped about 2 feet of snow on some areas of Cape Cod. But in some places, it seemed like much more because of the snow drifts.
But the full effect of the snow was not felt as badly and powerfully further south from Philadelphia to New York City. Some of the first civil rights protesters to serve prison time for sitting at an all-white lunch counter will be back in court today. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports a judge in Rock Hill, South Carolina, is set to clear them of a 54-year-old trespassing conviction.
72-year-old Clarence Graham remembers when he was forbidden to sit down at the lunch counter at McCrory's Five and Dime drugstore in downtown Rock Hill.
We were able to shop in the store, purchase what we want, but we couldn't sit down and order a drink or a Coke or a hot dog, anything, because we were black.
He was 17 years old in 1961 when he was among a group of students from Friendship College who staged a nonviolent sit-in. They were arrested and refused to pay the fine, pioneering a jail, no bail strategy against Jim Crow. The so-called Friendship Nine are back in court today, this time to have their trespassing convictions vacated. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 74 points at 17,459. The NASDAQ is up 44 points. This is NPR. President Obama's nominee to become Attorney General goes to confirmation hearings today. Loretta Lynch is currently the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York. Republicans have warned that she'll be grilled. They're expecting to question her on controversial topics, including President Obama's recent actions on immigration and on gun rights, national security, and on civil rights. The semifinals are set for this year's Australian Open tennis tournament. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, there will be an all-American matchup as world number one Serena Williams takes on Illinois teenager Madison Keys.
Serena Williams handily defeated Slovakia's Dominika Sivakova in straight sets to advance. Williams is looking for a record sixth Australian title this year. She'll be facing newcomer 19-year-old Madison Keys, who defeated Venus Williams in a hard-fought three-set quarterfinal. Keys says it's a bit daunting playing the sisters who were her inspiration to take up tennis as a child.
Obviously very nervous coming out, but just enjoying the moment, and I get to enjoy another moment next round.
World number two Maria Sharapova will take on Russia's Katerina Makarova in the other women's match. On the men's side, defending champ Stan Wawrinka faces four-time Open winner Novak Djokovic, while Andy Murray and Thomas Berdych fight it out for the other spot in the finals. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Residents of northeastern Nigeria say Islamist extremists are rampaging through villages, but no Nigerian troops have deployed to protect them. Villagers say more than 40 people have been killed in the recent violence, and houses and mosques have been burned down. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.